keep me here with you till 7 o'clock, and I am joined in the studio right now by Rhiannon White, family solicitor from Oliver and Co. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hi, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining me. January, now this is a bit of a depressing stat, but we've had a little bit of a chat about this off the air. According to the media, January is divorce month. I told you it was a depressing stat. Is that the case?
No, not at all. So I think that's something that the press just likes to say is a thing, when in reality it's not the case. That January is a particular spike. You know, whether or not you have a family law issue is not dependent upon the time of year. It's dependent upon, you know, multiple other things. So no, that's just a myth that the press push at this time of year.
I'm quite pleased about that, to be honest, because, you know, it's conjuring up images in my head of, you know, people having their Christmas day and then all of a sudden they're queuing up outside your office building. So I'm glad it's not the case, but we do have to talk about divorce today because, I mean, this is going to make a lot of headlines, certainly during 2020, because it's going to be the biggest shake-up of divorce laws for 50 years, they say, with reforms taking place. But let's start with the current law surrounding divorce.
Yeah, so at the moment, under the divorce law in England and Wales, the position is that there is only one ground for divorce, and that is that the marriage is irretrievably broken down. So that's what you have to show if you want to divorce your spouse. And if you are to show that to a court, you have to prove one of five different things that we call facts. So those five are adultery, unreasonable behaviour, desertion, 2 years separation if you both agree that a divorce is where this is heading, so there has to be consent of both people for that to go ahead, or the person being divorced. And then finally, you've been apart for 5 years and the person being divorced doesn't need to consent to it. So that is the current state of play with our divorce law. So that means the first three facts, adultery, unreasonable behaviour and desertion, are what we call fault-based facts, because essentially if you petition for divorce from your spouse for one of those three reasons, you're saying that your spouse has been at fault because they have deserted you, or they've committed adultery, or they've behaved unreasonably. And then the latter two, the 2 year separation and the 5 year separation, are non-fault based facts, because you're not saying my spouse has deserted me, etc. You're saying we have been separated for 2 or 5 years, and with the 2 years the other person agrees to a divorce. 5 years they don't have to agree. And so that is what the government is looking particularly at the moment, and when they're looking at reform, looking at reforming that system and how we approach divorces in the future. So, and I'll be going into why that's the case.
Yeah, obviously a very difficult time for anyone going through that process, and perhaps the amount of time it takes is unnecessary, which is why they are looking at this at the moment. So the reform of divorce law, it is the Legal Hour, brought to you with Oliver and Co Solicitors, Foregate Street in Chester. Here in the studio I have Rhiannon White, family solicitor. So we have talked about the current rules for divorce and how it stands. Of course, this looks like it's going to be one of the biggest shake-ups that we've seen for 50 years. And, well, why are the government looking at changing things, Rhiannon?
So, as I mentioned before, we have five different facts that you can prove to a court that your marriage is broken down on the basis of. And of those facts, three of them are what we call fault-based, and they are adultery, unreasonable behaviour and desertion. And a lot of people who work with the current law, i.e. you know, solicitors obviously in particular, feel that the law as it stands serves to increase conflict between a couple that's going through a divorce. And that's one of the key reasons why we're looking at reform, because they feel that, for example, if you're using unreasonable behaviour as your reason why your marriage is irretrievably broken down, then on your divorce petition you will have to list several examples of things that your spouse has done in terms of their behaviour that have then brought you to the conclusion the marriage is over for good. And that can be many and various things, but often if somebody is being divorced and they read what their spouse has written, it comes as a shock, because it may be things that they thought they'd got past, it may be things they weren't really aware of. It's not very nice to read. And as the person being divorced, so we call them the respondent, you don't have the chance to say, well, actually, here's my response to what's been said about me, here's my side of the story, or here's actually what my spouse has done that I could say about them. So they feel a bit frustrated often with that as well. And it can serve to turn a couple who maybe were on quite good terms after they've separated against each other, having read what's been dragged up or, you know, said about the person who is being divorced. So for those reasons in particular, a lot of solicitors who work with the divorce law feel that the current system is just increasing animosity. It's not a friendly system. It's requiring you to blame your spouse for things, and it's not really very nice. And then that can have a knock-on effect if it strains relations between a couple on children, you know, and that's a big concern, and you just turn the whole sort of process into a nastier one, which makes it often then more drawn out, more costly. You know, there's a whole host of potential knock-on effects. So that is the key thing that the sort of reform is focusing in on. Do we want this system where we have these fault-based factors at play?
So in essence, putting an end to the blame game. So how do they propose to do that?
So there is a bill that has been drafted. It was done a little while ago. It's had a bit of a backseat with everything else that's been going on in the government of late. But the bill is called the Divorce, Dissolution and Separation Bill. And the government has said in the new year that this is now going to be looked at again. As I say, they've pushed it back recently. So the suggestion in this bill is that we continue to have the one ground for divorce, that the marriage is irretrievably broken down, but they suggest replacing the fault-based facts, adultery, etc., and instead that there be a requirement that a couple says to the court that the marriage is irretrievably broken down, just simple as that. And then under the regime, it's proposed there be a minimum period of 20 weeks between beginning the process and then applying for the final stage. And they also suggest that there be an option for a joint application for divorce in cases where the decision to end the marriage is a mutual one. And often spouses are in agreement and it is a mutual decision, but under our system, obviously one has to then think about, well, what have they done? And actually it would be so much simpler and, you know, calmer and friendlier for everyone if they could make that joint application, which is what this bill is suggesting. So there's an organisation, Resolution, which many family members, family lawyers, sorry, are members of, and in particular they've been campaigning for this change and sort of giving the stats on how it can impact on families. And finally, you know, this is paying off, and the hope is that this new system will reduce this potential conflict that can arise, and then obviously that knocks on to other things as well, as I said before.
It is the Legal Hour, brought to you with Oliver and Co. solicitors in the studio. Joining me today is Rhiannon White, family solicitor there. We've been talking about the subject of divorce, the reason it looks like these reforms are coming, but we don't know when, do we, Rhiannon?
No, it's something that the government is saying they will be looking at again this year, but how long that will take, when that will come back in, is not something I know. It's something that will be debated amongst them all, and they'll, you know, tweak it potentially. So the suggestions within the bill may or may not be what we ultimately end up with. You know, they may make some amendments, and we shall see, essentially. They have other things to discuss at the same time. So.
Yeah, there's a fair few things
knows?
Being talked about, isn't there?
Indeed,
yeah,
indeed.
I believe so. I've seen a bit of that on the news.
Yeah, exactly. So we shall see, but the hope is that sometime this year, I would imagine, that we will know where we're up to and something is on its way in. But, you know, who knows?
Watch this space.
Yes.
If someone does need to get in touch with you, Rhiannon, and talk to you about this, they can do so, can't they?
Yes. So if you have any inquiries, whether it's about divorce or anything else in relation to family law, at Oliver & Co, we offer a free 10-minute telephone appointment to anybody with a query. So by all means, get in touch with us. And you can get in touch by ringing us on 01244 312306. Somebody will book you in with a solicitor to have a chat. We also offer a drop-in clinic, so our office is on Foregate Street in Chester, and we do a drop-in every Monday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. and at the drop-in you can meet with a solicitor face-to-face for a brief appointment to have a chat again, free of charge. So our number again is 01244 312306.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Rhiannon. And by the way, if you go to our website, you can find lots of podcasts on there. There's been a whole host of subjects that have been covered over the past 12 months or so. Brought to you with Oliver and Co on Foregate Street in Chester and the all-new Chester's D Radio. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Your station.